The Josie Show is copyrighted to Josie Pasentino, Bag of Goodies Productions, and Alan Firestone Productions, and may not be rebroadcasted or redistributed in its entirety or in portions without pre-written consent of its producers and the show's management. Thank you. The Josie Show is recorded live in front of an audience. Some portions may be pre-recorded. It's time again for The Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino. And now here's your host, CMA recording artist, Josie Pasentino.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first Josie Show episode of 2013. We're so excited. This is going to be a great year. I can feel it in my bones and everything else that's inside, guts and stuff, you know, all that kind of good stuff. We are so glad you guys are joining us tonight. We have a very awesome show for you. So let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. Here's what I got planned. Tonight I have four amazing guests, Brian Mallory, Joe Kendall, Todd Berry, and then we catch up with former guest Jason Robertson. So it's going to be very, very exciting. It's going to be a great night. You'll get to hear our great chats and some awesome music. And remember, after our show airs live each Friday night, if you are not able to be here, that always makes me happy. Anyway, if you are not able to be here live with us on Friday nights, it's also rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirls Diva Radio at www.fcnr.net, in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern, and also on josieshow.com. All of our episodes, even from my first one with Katie Cook when I was a little thing and not knowing what I was doing, you could still see those. They're archived all the time. They're all there on the website, josieshow.com. So check it out. And also, if you missed our first Josie Show special edition, if you guys have noticed, we have been really grooving on this show. We've been putting new things for you all. We've been doing, you know, new features. We got a whole lot of stuff planned, okay? We've been having meetings like cray-cray because we have been trying to make it fun for all of you. So that leads me to Josie Show Special Edition. We had our first one was with our guest, Aaron Tippin, and you could check that out. Just click on the Special Edition tab on our site and take a listen. It was a really great show. And this Monday, January 7th, on the Josie Show Special Edition, we bring you Nashville Songwriting Royalty, and I'm telling you, royalty. We have Glenn Douglas Tubb as our guest. So please tune in Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern right here at www.josieshow.com. And I want to mention, though, here, as I'm talking about things that we're doing, on March 2nd, another announcement, the Josie Show will hit the road again doing a live broadcast from the Taylorville Eagle Club in Taylorville, Illinois. So if you guys are there, please come check it all out. We have some fun stuff for you. The event will be from 6 to 10 p.m., and we will cover it right here on The Josie Show. Performers that night include Mike Seiler, Condi Wood, Rick Seaman, Rudy Bain, and Brad Howard. We will also have Johnny Lee Carpenter there playing for the show. He was Tracy Bird's fiddle player, so it's gonna rock. So we have tons of people there. I'm going to be there, so you can come and hang out with all of us. Admissions is $10, and food and drinks will also be available for purchase as well. So come out, have a great time with us. Just have a blast. It'll be fun. If you're too far away from the event here in Illinois, do not worry, because it's all going to be on josieshow.com, so you can listen live, and it'll feel like you are, you know, you're in your PJs, Alan with the sound effects, you're going to be in your PJs, and also, you know, you'll be able to enjoy a wonderful show on the couch and know what we are exactly doing. I mean, what's better than that? So before I get into everything here, I am so excited because our first guest is here. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Brian Mallory to the show. Hello, Brian, you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Awesome. Happy New Year to you, 2013.
Same to you and all of your crew. It's really nice for you to invite me on the show tonight.
My pleasure, my pleasure. I am so excited to chat with you. We had you booked up for a while now here, and I've just been patiently waiting for your arrival because there's so much we could talk to you about, and your songs are amazing.
Well, thank you.
It's exciting. But I want to start here from the beginning, get to know you a little bit better. So I hear that you started singing and even writing songs at a very, very young age. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I started writing songs. I was around 12 or 13 years old when I wrote my first song. It's nothing compared to, you know, what I write now, but I've always enjoyed writing, and I've had a few songs do fairly well for me, so it's encouraged me to keep on going.
Oh, I love that. Wow. So very, very young for when you started, and you're still cruising. You still are. You're still doing great.
Well, I'm trying.
You are. You're succeeding at that. I'm telling you. And I was wondering, growing up, who are some of the artists that you listen to and, you know, still listen to? Who you're inspired by?
I've always been inspired by, you know, like everybody in my genre of music, George Jones, Vern Gosden, Keith Whitley, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then later on in the 90s, we fell into... you know, the Ken Mellons and the Wesley Dennis and Daryl Singletary and all them guys. And I've had a chance to work with all of them fellows now in the last few years. So it's been great.
Wow, that is really cool. It must be such like a surreal moment when you're, you know, you look up to someone or you listen to someone on the radio or TV or whatever. And then you finally are face to face with them and you could, you know, talk about, you know, they can give you an advice and, you know, and I think that's really cool. That must have been interesting.
Yeah, it's really a dream come true. You know, I called my last CD Living My Dream, and that's truly what I'm doing right now.
You are. I was just going to mention that. Your new CD, Living My Dream, and you really are. And can you tell us a little bit about the CD and some of the music that you have out right now with the CD or prior music? Tell us about it.
Well, I started recording back in 96, 97 on a professional basis. Made my first trek down to Nashville in 96 and released an album in the spring of 97. That did fairly well for me across Canada and Europe and a little bit in the States, but it didn't really touch too much down there. Then in 2004, I recorded my second album. And that got me airplay all across Canada and overseas again.
Wow.
And then I had a car accident in 2006. And whenever I woke up in the hospital, they told me that I was never going to perform again. And that sort of broke my heart.
Yeah.
But I'm a stubborn man. I'm the first to admit it. And I worked really hard to get my voice back and get back on the scene again. And finally, in 2010, the doctors gave me the approval to try a stage show again. So I did that and was approached by an investor and went down to Nashville again later on in that year and recorded the Living My Dream CD.
Oh, wow. That's amazing, amazing, amazing. I love that nothing, like literally nothing, will stop you from living your dream. And I think that is amazing that kind of, you know, what happened to you kind of, you know, forced you and pushed you, you know, to keep doing what you love doing, and here you are. I think that's really cool.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So, yes, everyone, his CD, Living My Dream, is out. Can you please tell us where everyone can purchase that and listen to all of your music?
Well, they can go on my website at www.brianmallory.com. Or they can go on CD Baby and just type in Brian Mallory, and it'll all pop up there. If they want to either get a physical copy through the website or a digital copy through CD Baby.
Perfect, perfect. So very easy. You got your options. There's many ways you can get this wonderful CD and check out Brian Mallory. I want to play your first song of the night. I am so excited. Let's play your song, Hot Bands and Cold Beer. I like the name. I love it. So let's play that right now, right? Here we go. All right. Here we go. Check it out by Brian Mallory.
Mm-hmm. too tight.
A full moon back row and a girl that's warm and willing. That's all the poor boys need to make a perfect Friday night.
Now you're a boy from Georgia, you're from way up north. We don't have much in common, it may seem, but we both like driving pickup and working with our hands. When the sun goes down, I bet you know where we'll be. Hot bands, cold beer, and real country music. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed hottie, wearing jeans a bit too tight.
A full moon back row and a girl that's warm and willing. That's all us poor boys need to make a perfect Friday night.
Sometimes I think we're brothers. No, we don't look the same. It's a funny thing we even met at all. When I went down to Nashville, you were a damn good friend to me. Just a couple country singers.
We know how to have a ball.
Yeah, we do.
Hot bands, cold beer, and real country music.
Blonde-haired, blue-eyed hottie, wearing jeans a bit too tight.
A full moon back row and a girl that's warm and willing. That's all us poor boys need to make a perfect Friday night. Hot bands, cold beer, and real country music.
Blonde-haired, blue-eyed hottie, wearing jeans a bit too tight.
Full moon back row and a girl that's warm and willing. That's all us poor boys need to make a perfect Friday night. Yeah, that's all us poor boys need to make a perfect Friday night.
Come on, Brian, let's go get us a cold beer, son.
Cold beer by Brian Mallory, and we're chatting with him right now. I love it. That's a really fun song.
I was lucky enough to have Daryl Singletary in the studio with me for that song. And
yeah.
Like I said, he was someone that I listened to growing up, and to be able to get in the studio with him was an honor.
Oh, that is an honor. That is amazing. It sounds great. Your voices are so pure, and I love it. Great, great song. And I think, there's someone in the chat room that also agrees here. Dev Zina, I hope I'm saying that correctly, in the chat room, says, great song and awesome CD. I know I got it.
Yeah, I met Debbie Vizina earlier on this summer when we went and did a show in Quebec. And she's we've been in touch quite often since then. Hi, Debbie. Nice to see you on here.
Glad to have her in the chat room. Awesome. Love it. Very, very cool. And so we're going to play another song of yours in just a second, but you have a caller that I really would love to get to. So let's put him on the air, Don Caldwell. Woo. Hello, Don.
Hey, how are you, Josie?
I am doing great. You're on the line with me and Brian Mallory.
Yes, Beverly. I wanted to call Brian and tell him personally thank you for coming on and doing your show, because him and Renee are two of the nicest people you will ever run into, and and you don't get anywhere without good management, and Renee is definitely in Brian's corner, and he's got good fans, and I'm a big fan of yours, Brian.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Don. I appreciate it.
I think Daryl Singletary is telling everybody that he's glad he got to sing with you.
Oh, is that true?
I think those guys, well, Wesley Dennis brags you up, and I got Wesley on my group, and he's a very nice guy, too, and very talented, and those guys just think the world of how you sing, because I'll put one of your songs on, and they'll just compliment it, and they definitely wouldn't do that if they didn't love your music.
Well, that's great to hear.
And like I said, thank you for doing the show. And I'm going to get off of here and finish up the night here at work. But I just wanted to take a minute and tell you to thank you for doing the show. And Josie, you're doing a great job. And Tina, I know you put this thing all together, and it's all because of you. You're there, right, Tina? Okay, all right. But, you know, you got to give a yell out to everybody there because everybody does a great job, and I enjoy listening to the show. So, Brian, hey, you take care and keep singing, okay?
All right. Thanks, buddy. And you say hello to your mother for me.
I'll definitely say hi to my mom. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Bye.
Bye. He's awesome. He's a great man. He helps fill up our guest list. He's great.
Yeah, well, he's a big promoter. You know, he helps out us artists quite a bit with his Facebook page and everything, and great for him to call in tonight.
It is. It is. I know that he was looking forward to it because he is a big fan of yours as well. So we had to get him on. I didn't want to make him stay on the phone. I wanted to get him on quick. But very cool. And I know that everyone that are listening by phone and, you know, going to listen on the archives, they're all wanting to know where they can, you know, chat with you and get to know you a little bit better and talk to you. And can you give us all of, you know, your social networking sites or the ones that you use and the ones that you chat with people? Where can we get in contact with you?
Well, the one that I use most frequent is Facebook. They can just do a search for Brian Mallory on Facebook and add me as a friend, and I'd be more than glad to speak with anybody at all. I also have a Twitter account at Brian Mallory, so either one of them social networks will be able to get a hold of me.
Perfect. So easy. I love Facebook and Twitter. Have them on my phone. I'm that obsessed with it. It's so good.
Our life now.
It is. It's so good. You know, it's so awesome to be able to promote your stuff, you know, worldwide just through, you know, Facebook and Twitter, and it's really cool. Glad you're on there. We got to follow you and friend you. I think I'm already your friend, but everyone else do it.
I think so. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Another thing that I was curious about: are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about, or writing, or what you've been up to?
Actually, I'm headed back in the studio Tuesday morning to start on my next project, and then later on in the year, I'm hoping to head back down to Nashville and start another project for the year 2013. So it's looking like it's going to be a pretty busy year.
Yeah. I don't know. Keep busy. Keep putting out great music for us fans. And we appreciate it. We love it. So that sounds very, very exciting, keeping busy. And I really, really want to play your next song of the night, Don't Let Life Get You Down, and we'll be right back, okay?
All right.
All righty. Here we go. And a second now.
Do you ever stop and wonder what tomorrow brings? Do you ever get a feeling this day will never end? Well, let me tell you something I think you ought to know. When life gives you sorrow, it means you're gonna grow. Don't let life get you down and leave you feeling lonely. Just call on your friend, they'll be around. Now don't let life get you down. 'cause it only can get better. I know, 'cause I have been there these last few years. Ever stop and wonder what may or could have been, if things would have been different, would it mean that you could win? Well, no matter what your problem, I think you'll understand. There's always someone worse than you. They fight till the end. So don't let life get you down and leave you feeling lonely. Call on your friend, they'll be around. Don't let life get you down, 'cause it only can get better. I know, 'cause I have been there last few years. I know, 'cause I have been there these last few
was Don't Let Life Get You Down by Brian Mallory, and we are back chatting with him right now. Another wonderful song of yours. You're just amazing. I love your voice. I could listen to your songs all day.
Well, thank you very much.
Anytime. And for people who don't know, we have on our website, we have a chat room, and Brian's actually in the chat room right now, and Alan is making me laugh. Oh, my goodness. awesome. He's cray-cray. Anyway, so I have a few more questions here for you, some fun questions. The first one here is, I was wondering, what do you like to do for fun, some hobbies, when you are not working on your music?
Really, music is pretty well everything that I'm doing in life. It mm-hmm. is my hobby. It is my pastime. And it's, you know, what I do for enjoyment every day. I don't really do much else but music.
Oh, well, you know what? I can't blame you, because I listen to music and I love to sing music, and that's pretty much all I do as well. So it's all good. I hear you. That is a hobby, so this question's kind of crazy. But, yes, and another fun question here for you. Have you ever had a performance and kind of had an embarrassing onstage moment live and in person? Anything crazy happen?
Oh, too many to mention.
I
remember one time we were playing a club here in Canada, and my drummer, we were on a raised stage, and my drummer was drumming away, and all of a sudden he sort of disappeared from behind the stage, and his stool had come off the edge of the stage, so he ended up in the bottom of the floor, and nobody knew where he was. So that was sort of a funny moment.
Hilarious. Oh my God. See, I knew there had to have been some, because you are human. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
Those things happen. I understand. I love that question, because I've heard everything under the moon. And they still are new when I hear them. They're still funny. Thank you for sharing. I love it. And also, the next one, have you ever, while performing, had kind of, you know, a fan in the, you know, a fan or supporter out there kind of having a little bit too much fun, you know, dancing, having fun, partying? Have you ever had one of those fans that got a little too into it?
Oh, yeah. that usually happens. Not far from here is a place called Buktush, New Brunswick. And that's sort of the heart of country music here in the Maritimes. And every time you play up there, it's always that kind of situation.
Yeah.
People are having way too much fun.
You see, that's some dedicated fans out there. I mean.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Very nice, very nice. And the last thing here that I was wondering, because we're running out of time, I was wondering do you have a 2013 New Year resolution as of right now that you could share with us, or anything that in the works that you could think of?
You know what, this year I didn't make a resolution, and I'll tell you why, because every year I make one and I break it on the first day of January. So
I'm guilty of that too. It's
this
all good.
Year I figured I wouldn't bother making any. That way I wouldn't break it any.
It's all good. It's all good. I bet you're gonna be putting out, you know, some music for us and all this other fun stuff. So you don't need one. You can do your thing.
No, I'm gonna try.
You got it. And I just have to say thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting with us. We had a blast with you, and I hope you come back, you know, anytime.
Well, you just let me know when, and I'll be here.
Awesome! I love that. Very cool. Thank you so much, Brian. Brian Mallory, everyone, please check him out on Facebook and Twitter. I'll put all of his links after the show. His new, his latest CD, Living My Dream, you can check on CD Baby, and his website. We'll also put the links on for that. Can you give us your website one last time again, please?
Yeah, it's www.brianmallory.com.
Easy, your name. I like
yeah.
it. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Josie, for having me, and you have a very good new year, and hopefully we'll get together again soon.
Amen. You too. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Brian Mallory,
all right.
Everyone.
I know.
Bye. Very talented, too. We got to play some of his songs tonight. We got to play Hot Bands and Cold Beer and Don't Let Life Get You Down. Those are two songs that you could be looking forward to on this CD. So let's see here. And I really want to mention, because this is very important to me, I love doing this kind of stuff and, you know, promoting this kind of stuff. And so as part of the new Josie Show outreach program, there's a little boy named Anthony that was born with a lot of health issues. And Anthony's Facebook page is Anthony's Promise. And they're going to have an auction to help with Anthony's mounting medical bills. And if any artist would like to donate an autographed CD or picture or shirt or anything to be auctioned off to help this nice family, please do so. He's such a cute little boy. There's pictures of him. He's adorable. Literally, he's adorable. So you got to check him out. Go to his Facebook page, Anthony's Promise. See what a cute little sweetie is. And if you would like to donate anything to the auction for Anthony, just go to our outreach tab here on the Josie Show website for the mailing details. Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country will gather everything and send it, deliver it to the family. So thank you so much for, you know, just helping out any way that you can. Thank you so much. And, in the chat room, Brian Mallory, who I just talked to, my first guest here, his website's on there too, so you can check it out. What else do we have here in the chat room? I want to say some shout outs here. So let's see, Ellen, Deb Vizina, Reba Fan for Forever, Brian Mallory, oh goodness, I'm bad at names, sorry, Rennie MC or Renee MC, what is it? Rennie? I said it first! See, I'm sorry, I'm really bad at names, I hope I said that right, but he's awesome, he's been posting, you know, Brian Mallory stuff, he's awesome, he's amazing for us. And also, he's his promoter, so that's really cool. Thank you. And also, Tina Marie, Tim Garman, Jesse's, Jay Hudson, and Bearcat 2010. It's Andrew. Hi, everyone. You got so much. So let's see here. Oh, Happy New Year, everyone in the chat room. So let's see here. I said his name right. Yes, Runny. Yes. I like your name. I like it. So let's see here. My second guest, I should say. My second guest here, everyone, please welcome Joe Kendall to the show. Woohoo! Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, great. Oh, you need your prize. Oh, yes. You deserve it. Hi, how are you? I've been looking forward to chatting with you.
Been doing great. How about you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, 2013. It's going to be a great year.
It's going to be a great year.
It will be. It will be. And I am doing amazing. How have you been?
Been doing pretty good. Pretty
good.
Cool here in Mississippi, but other than that, it's good.
I'm glad. I'm glad you're doing good. And I am, I know everyone is so, so excited to, you know, ask you questions or whatever and, you know, get to know a little bit more about you. I know I do. So I'm going to start here from the beginning to get to know you. So first off, you grew up in a musical family, which makes a lot of sense because you had to have gotten your talent somewhere. So can you share with us a little bit about that and how you first got started in music?
Well, it started, you know, singing in church. I started singing in church when I was 5 or 6 years old, and they hadn't been able to shut me up yet.
I like that. You keep going. Even if people yell at you, you still go.
Started playing guitar, writing songs when I was 14 or 15. Wrote my first full song by myself when I was 16. And I've just been playing music ever since. About all I know.
Wow, that is awesome. So you've been doing it, you know, you keep going. You're doing great, and you're still, you know, rocking with some amazing songs I get to play a little bit later. So that's very exciting. But I was wondering, who do you listen to right now on your playlist? Who do you listen to? The style of artists changed at all from what you listened to growing up? What do you like to listen to?
I'm a huge Eric Church fan as of right now. I've started liking him a lot here lately. But back in the 90s, Travis Tritt is my biggest influence. Love him. I think he's probably the greatest
singer
ever.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I agree with you. Love them. Love them. And also, I want to talk a little bit here about your music out. Can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now for people to purchase and check out and listen to? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I'm working on my new CD with my record label, Tin Roof Entertainment. The CD's not yet completed yet. Still working on it. Laying down tracks on it. But you can go to iTunes and find my single, She's the Reason Why I Live and Breathe, on there.
Love it. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to your new stuff coming out. And very exciting. I'll get it. I'll get it. I feel like I get every single one of my guests' CDs. So I'm very excited about what you got coming and what you have to offer. I'll be looking for it.
Yes, my full CD should be finished, I hope, by the middle of May, probably the end of 1st of June, probably. That's what
okay, cool.
It'll be a full 10-song CD.
Perfect. So there's a lot of songs on there that you could check out, and I am very excited, and I will promote that bad boy when it comes out.
Sure would appreciate it. Like I said, you can check us out on Reverb Nation. We're there. I got Joe Kendall Music on Facebook, TinRoofEntertainment.com. You can find just about everything you need to find out about me, plus my other artists on our label, which Ms. Jordan Dunnigan, which she'll be on your show next week. So.
Totally awesome. I love that. We'll promote everything here for you. And so I am excited because I want to get to this one of your first songs that we have here tonight, Someday, and we'll be right back. Let's play it, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Was Someday by Joe Kendall, and we're here with him right now. Amazing, amazing. So I was wondering, I know a lot of people are going to be wondering where everyone could purchase this, purchase all of your music, check out your music online or where we can get everything. So please let us know, where can we find your music?
Reverb Nation, like I said, you can listen to it all on there. Like I said,
mm-hmm.
you can find my singles on iTunes, and like I said, my new CD should be ready, and it'll be out on iTunes, and like I said, late May, early June.
Perfect, perfect. So Reverb Nation for right now, and then we will see where that'll go, and we will be promoting it. We'll be the first ones, too. And so also, I was wondering, do you have any social networking sites, like Facebook or Twitter or something like that?
Yes. I'm on Facebook, Joe Kendall Music. Mm-hmm. Real Joe Kendall 4 on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I have just a regular Facebook page for all my friends, but friends and fans are all the same to me.
Awesome, awesome. So very cool. So just Facebook, you know, you have everything. So that's very cool. So everyone, all you have to do is type in Joe Kendall, you know, on Google is my friend, and then everything will pop up on you. And then they can add you and check out your music. So very easy.
Yeah, I accept everybody.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So let's see. Another thing that I want to mention, can you tell us a little bit about Ten Roof Entertainment? Can you tell us about that?
Ten Roof Entertainment is a record label me and my friends T.J. Carpenter and Troy Hill have started here in Mississippi. It's a Mississippi-based label. And like I said, we're signing artists here in Mississippi. And like I said, we're recording my CD at the moment. Like I said, Miss Jordan Dunnigan. And then kind of an alternative rock group called 1125. And we're producing and putting out their music. We're working on all this at pretty well the same time. So, and hoping we can get it all out at the same time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. Yeah, because next week we actually have Jordan Dungan on as a guest. She's with Ten Roof Entertainment as well, right? So
right.
We got a lot of talent here coming from there. Mm-hmm. Perfect, perfect. So very, very cool. So Ten Roof Entertainment, like it. So let's see here. As promised, we actually have another song of yours here that I want to play. So let's play She's the Reason Why I Live and Breathe. So let's play that right now, okay?
All righty.
All righty, here we go, by Joe Kendall.
I'll never forget don't know she's the one that keeps me going, and then my
was the She's the Reason Why I Live and Breathe by Joe Kendall, and we're back here chatting with him right now. Such a beautiful song, and I love all of your songs, because you know, the ones that we played here, and you know, I'm very excited about your album that you've been mentioning, because I'm just hearing these, I'm so excited, I'm getting so excited about that. But I love how your songs are just so, you know, relatable and just such fun songs. You know what I mean? They're great.
Yes. And that one that I wrote for my wife for our anniversary.
Ooh. I like that. Very cool. love it. So also, I got a couple fun questions for you.
All right.
Yeah. I love these. So what are some things that you do as a hobby when you're not working on your music? Some fun
music is it. That's it for me. I don't do much of nothing else.
It's all good. I understand. That is kind of a hobby. That is a hobby.
It's a hobby, and it's work, and it's everything. So.
Exactly. Keep doing your thing. So let's see here. And also, another fun question that I love to ask is, have you ever had any kind of embarrassing onstage moment that you recall while performing live and in person? Anything crazy?
Yeah, I slipped and fell.
Ooh. Oh!
I tangled up the mic cord. Pretty bad. It's been a while ago.
Ouch.
Everybody forgot about it.
I've heard that one before, so don't you feel bad. It's all good. I mean, you're human, so that stuff happens. I like, though, that you keep you'd keep going, you know? You just keep going, keep doing your thing, and I admire that about you.
Well, thank you. I've listened to some of your music, and I enjoy it, too.
Thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you. That's awesome. So we are actually running out of time here, but I really want to ask one last question here. Do you have a – did you make a 2013 New Year resolution?
Yeah, I'm going to try to be a better songwriter, try to get better at that.
You can do that one. You got that one already. You can do that. That's easy. You keep doing your thing. Awesome. And I have to thank you so much, Joe, for coming on the show and chatting with us. And you can come back anytime.
All right. I really appreciate you having me. I appreciate you promoting stuff for me. Like I said, I'll be back in touch and let you know when the CD's ready.
Awesome.
Where you can find it at.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, please do send that to us, because we would love to promote the heck out of it and have you back on and chat about the songs and about your CD and just go crazy with it. We'll have some fun.
As soon as I get the first new single out, I will give you a call and I will ship you a copy as soon as we get it together.
Ooh. Thank you so much. It's awesome. Thank you so much. Joe Kendall, everyone. You are great. Thanks for coming on. Bye. Awesome. Let's see here. Oh, bye, Jesse. Jesse J. Hudson. Bye-bye. So let's see here. I'm going to bring on my producer, Tina Marie Pastantino, and wow, everyone's coming on now. Okay. This is scaring me.
Red alert.
Hey.
Hi, Peanut.
I made a New Year's resolution, and it involves you.
Oh, no. What?
I am no longer going to put pudding in your shoes.
I like that New Year's resolution. See, that's one
but
that, you know.
Don't look in your pillowcase.
Uh-oh. Great. So you made a you made a resolution not to put in my shoes, but that doesn't count with putting it in my pillowcase and, like, everywhere else I go.
No, there's no pudding in your pillow.
Mm-hmm.
We ran out of pudding. We had to use oatmeal.
You are one evil little squirrel. See,
if you'd like to make a call.
She's evil, I'm telling you. She's evil, okay? At least give me pudding. Okay, so I'm going to bring my producer, Timmy Passantino, on. Hello.
All right, hello. And I am here, before your next guest, I am here to tell everybody about the brand new Josie Show VIP membership package. This is for independent or signed artists. Record labels and promoters and talent agencies, you are more than welcome to sign up your crew as well for special group rates. There is a very small yearly fee that's attached to it for secretarial costs, etc. Very, very minute in comparison to what you get. So as a VIP member, when you sign up, and you could do that right on the Josie Show page at josieshow.com, click on the tab at the top that says VIP membership, and you can sign up right there. It takes only seconds. And your benefits start up immediately. So you get your artist picture and a link to your site under our VIP membership tab, your performances, tours, new albums, singles, videos announced on our worldwide live show. Every time you submit it to us, we will announce it on our shows, mentions in all of our appropriate press releases, invites and offers to take part in Josie Show events and show specials, weekly social media postings of any music link you submit to us as a Josie Show VIP member or any other information you'd like us to submit for you. Your video played on our pre-show streamer, plugs on our social sites consistently, offers to take part in Josie Show Special Edition Show where we'll do a special episode for VIP members only, so you will get on that show as well. And we will continue to add additional membership benefits as they become available. And as a VIP member, you get to take advantage of all of those benefits regardless of when you became a member. So that is some good news.
That is some good news.
Yes.
There's a lot of benefits for people for the VIP membership.
There's
there's
a ton. So
there's
we need all
a
the
lot,
artists
yeah.
to sign up,
mm-hmm.
and we will be able to bring on special events and concerts and bring them all down and do some absolutely fantastic, fantastic things. So
yes.
We want to tell everybody to go and check that out. So here we go, and we're going to go ahead and move right into the next guest.
We are back, and I have Todd Berry with me. Hi, Todd. How are you?
How are you doing?
We are doing amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm so excited to have you. It'll be fun.
Glad to be here.
Awesome, awesome. That's good. I'm glad. I'm glad. We're going to have fun. So I would like to get to know you a little bit better here. I know my audience would love to get to know you a little bit better. So I was wondering here, I'll start with the basics. What age did you start making music and getting into everything you've gotten into?
I started singing when I was 10 years old, and it was just like a family get-together, and I was asked to sing a song at a wedding, and ever since then, people's asked me to perform live and sing, and started there, and then I started doing clubs and the festivals and things like that, and all kinds of different benefits for all different kinds of organizations. And, you know, it's just went from there, and that's how I make a living. I've never had a full-time job anywhere else because I was born legally blind, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't let it hold me back from what I love to do. And that's do music and sing. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love how you got the singing bug just from singing that one time. And then you're just like, I want to do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And a lot of musicians, you know, out there, you know, it's a struggle to try to make a living doing music. But I fell into a interesting business that most entertainers don't get into. I got into a healthcare organization
mm-hmm.
where I go and I sing for retired people in nursing homes and stuff like that. So I got into that, and that's my I guess I could call my bread and butter, you know, during the week singing. So 6 days a week, I'm singing for the elderly and, you know, bringing joy to their lives, as well as doing big festivals and fairs on the weekends for all ages.
You're very busy. You keep a good schedule.
Very, very tight schedule. I have about 25 shows I do a month.
Wow.
20 to 30 shows, sometimes 2 to 3 a day, sometimes even 4.
Oh.
And then, like I said, these festivals and fairs, you know, they come on the weekend type stuff. And I've opened up for a few of the big names, Neil McCoy, Colin Ray. I've had a couple shots of opening up for other acts, just didn't go through, you know, how that is.
Wow. Yeah, I was actually just going to mention, you got to perform, you know, for amazing people, like, as an opener and stuff. And I think that's really, really cool. A lot of good artists.
Yep, and it's a hard market too today. You know, independent music is starting to get its name out there. You know, because a lot of your major record labels are going out because the independents are taking over.
Yeah,
I've noticed that. You know, and that's good, because it seems like a lot of radio stations they won't even give independent artists a chance. Some of the bigger stations, unless you're with a major label.
Right, I know. I've noticed that too, and it's really crazy, especially since all the work that the independents put in for their stuff. They do it all themselves. They're independent, so they
Thanks to you, you make it happen for some of these artists, is what I hear.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'd love to do that. Anyone who could sing or has a talent, I put them on. It doesn't matter what label you're from, as long as you want to promote your work and you like talking, I'm the person to go to.
Yeah, I'm honored to be on your show and be a part of it. So,
I'm honored too to have a great talent, because I listened to your songs before the show here, and you are extremely amazing. Could I just say that right now? You are.
I appreciate that. You know, I try to do what I do. You know, a lot of people they look at me as like, that guy isn't really country, but don't let the hat fool you. You know.
Yeah.
That's what I always say. It was one of my songs, you know. And I wrote that song in, you know, because everybody looks at me, you know, like, hey, you're not really country, so what's your story? Well, that's my story, you know. You think I'm country, but when I pull out a different style of music, when you're expecting country, then, hey, wake up. It's all about variety in today's world, because that's what they're doing now. I mean, if you listen to country music, it's not country. It's a mix between Def Leppard and Garth Brooks. You know? I mean, you got the 80s rock sound with a little fiddle, a banjo, and steel guitar behind it. So, you know, call it what you want to call it.
It's
80s rock.
Yeah, it's music. No matter what it is, it's music, and I love it.
Right, and it's bringing the passion back into music too, to be honest with you, because a lot of your younger people now like country music, thanks to people like Garth Brooks, Jason Aldean, Big and Rich, Cowboy Troy. Thanks to all those guys, people starting to, you know, even the younger generation starting to say, hey, country is cool.
Right, exactly. And since you love, you know, all kinds of genres, I mean, you're just a fan of music in general, which I am too.
Oh, yeah, big time. I mean, when I do a variety, like a live show, my song list would blow your mind. I mean, I go from Garth Brooks to Metallica and to Guns N' Roses and then back to George Strait. So that's and people flip out over that, and that's what I want my show to be about. I want it to be about variety, because that's what entertainment's all about. You know, anybody can sing, but if you don't have a show that's entertaining for people, they might as well just buy your CD and sit at home and listen to it. Say, all right, yeah, that's good.
Exactly. And since you do like a variety of music, I mean, your list of favorite bands and singers must just change constantly. But who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really
Garth Brooks is probably one of my favorites, along with Elvis Presley, because Elvis Presley, let's admit, he was the genius, because he had a hit in every style of music.
Yeah.
You know, but and what's funny about it is his gospel CD was the biggest one he ever had, and that goes to show you, hey, if you put your trust in God, everything's gonna work out. You
it's
know what
true.
I mean?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And also, I read here that besides your own music that you play, your own original music, you also do you do a little bit of an Elvis type performance as well? I've been hearing something about this.
Yeah. It depends on what crowd you're playing to. You know, I mean,
right.
When I was younger, I did Elvis full time. So Elvis to me is just no big deal to me. You know, some people, they try to change their voice and do all these things to sound like Elvis. You know, Elvis wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, why try to change something? Don't fake it. If you can't do it, don't do it. You know what I mean? And that's how it is with me. It's like it's always came natural for Elvis to me because I grew up with it. My mom, she played Elvis and Buddy Holly and all the 50s music. So I had to hear that growing up. And then here comes my brother headbanging to Metallica and Guns N' Roses. So I picked up all of it. So
you can always count on older brothers to help you out. Yeah. That's hilarious.
So, you know, I just like to have fun with music, and anything that has energy and power in it, that's what entertainment's all about. That's what music's about, is having fun. You know,
right.
That's why Garth Brooks is one of my favorites, because he entertained. It didn't matter if he could dance or do anything. He'd just run across the stage and act crazy, and that's got the kids involved. So that's all it takes, you know what I mean? It's something different to do.
Yeah,
and you know.
Definitely.
And a lot of artists don't do that. A lot of artists stand still, and you know, like I've watched George Strait, and I love his music, but he stands in one spot, you know, and it's cool after you've had 51 number one hits. And I guess you can just stand there, but the point is, you know, you got to entertain, especially if you're a new upcomer like me. You got to have something different that nobody else has got. You got to have that, and if you don't have that, you can hang it up. Just like Taylor Swift, she had a trend that she did. You know, it doesn't matter anymore how great your voice is anymore. It's all about something to market. You know, and she had a market. She wrote all her songs about growing up in school. You know, I mean, teenager songs because she was a teenager. You know, and she wrote about that, and she sold that whole thing, and that was her marketing stunt.
Right, I agree. I mean, there's so many artists out there, you know, that are getting into this, and you really want to stand out. You know what I mean?
Right. And I respect all artists, you know, of all genres because they all had something unique that really brought them to life, you know, just like Kiss. They kind of went off the deep end just to be unique.
Exactly. Sometimes,
and sometimes it takes that, you know?
Sometimes, exactly. Sometimes you got to stick out your tongue. Sometimes you got to do stuff.
Yep.
You know, be original. You never know. but I'm ready to play some of your music here. But first, can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now for people to purchase and check out? What you got going on?
Well, you know, you got politics. You might as well buy a politically incorrect redneck.
You know,
you got all these politics, and people are out there afraid to say how they really feel. All I got to do is sing that song.
Exactly. And we're going to be playing that song for you guys right now, if you guys like. So I'm ready. Are you ready?
Sounds great.
All right, let's play Politically Incorrect Redneck. I like the name. Let's play it right now. Here we go.
I've always been a rebel from deep down in the South, getting my share of trouble for what comes out of my mouth. I call them like I see them, maybe I come on too strong. You got your opinions and the right to say I'm wrong. That's the way I am, what you see is what you get. I'm a free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck. I don't hate nobody, don't mean to stir things up. I don't use the right words, I ain't sensitive enough. It's gotten too damn easy to step on people's toes. You sugarcoat the truth or get sued before you know. No matter what I say, somebody gets upset with this free-thinking, beer-drinking law that sit around all day, making up a list of words we can and cannot say. They got everybody thinking this should be the law. I've read the First Amendment, I know my rights, y'all. Well, call me civil-minded, well, that's what you expect from this free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck. Well, I ain't got no worries, I ain't got no regrets. I'm a free thinking, beer drinking, politically incorrect. I'm a free thinking, beer drinking, politically incorrect redneck.
That's right. You can tell them all they can kiss my grill. Go look that up in your PC dictionary. Oh, did I say something wrong?
Todd, I was wondering, where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music after the show? Where can we go?
You can go to iTunes, CD Baby. You can also purchase my music through Amazon, as well as a record label that I currently work with called Spotlight Records. Their website is spotlightrecords.biz. They're out of Columbus, Ohio. I also have a record deal with Tate Music Group, which is a gospel record company. I have a Christian CD out as well, and you can buy that on iTunes too. So
awesome!
I'm all over the place. The record company I worked with put me on 400 to 500 websites, so I'm all over the place. You know, which is good. You know, it gets it out there quicker that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love that you I love the online sites, because I don't really think anyone actually goes out nowadays to music because it's all online. I mean, why not? You know, with
right.
And Amazon. So perfect. I love it. So you guys don't have to leave the house. Get some music. Get some great music from Todd. Todd Berry, everyone. Check him out, please. I'll post all your links as well after the show. So people,
I appreciate everything you're doing there.
Anytime. My pleasure. So, yeah, can you give everyone your website that you would like them to go on, and also some social networking sites, perhaps?
They can check me out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. My current home website, is toddberryonline.com.
Perfect. Toddberryonline.com, and of course we'll post it. So yes, it's very, very easy. It's his name and then online. It's not hard. There you go.
I'm also currently getting ready to do a live performance at Scioto Downs Casino in Columbus, Ohio, here where I'm at. And it's a casino. I'm starting to perform there coming up this Wednesday, November 7th. And I'll be there for the whole month of November. So.
Ooh, anyone near that area, or, you know, is in driving distance or whatever you'd like to do, then please go and check him out. Because it sounds like your performances are a lot of fun. So everyone, please check him out, and then please tell me, because one of these days I'm going to see you live. Okay? One of these days I am. It's on my bucket.
Sounds good.
I would love to. That would be amazing. And plus I'd bring a camera so I could take some pictures with you. But anyway. I am going to play your last song here that we have tonight, called Things a Man Needs to Say. Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah, that kind of spells itself out there a little bit.
Pretty much.
And I always tell people, you know, it's like, if you're not saying the right thing, you better listen to the song.
Exactly. It's self-explanatory.
Because us guys, half the time, we kick ourselves in the butt after we said the wrong thing, so...
Right. I love that. So you put it in a song, and it is going to be awesome. You guys can learn a lot from this guy. I'm telling you. So let's play this song right now, Things a Man Needs to Say, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Moments that you could tell us about? Some live in person.
Well, some people try to embarrass me on stage, but see, since I'm legally blind, I don't even see what they're doing, so we're in good shape.
We're in good shape. But you're human, though, so you never know what can happen.
Yeah. I mean, things happen, you know, like, the fly undone every now and then on accident. You know.
That happens. Right. I've heard that one a few times from the guy.
But other than that, not really. I don't really get too embarrassed, especially since I do the Elvis act and I'm always moving, you know, that way. So I don't really get too embarrassed.
Right. That's good. That's good that you don't get embarrassed and, you know, you just take it for, you know, just have fun. It doesn't matter.
And more people get embarrassed. They get embarrassed more than I do. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'll just sing to them or something, walk out in the crowd, their face turns red, you know. I knew I did my job.
you know you did your job when someone has their whole face red and they're blushing.
What I was told by my current manager, Jim Bruce from Spotlight Records, he always says, you got to make them laugh, mm-hmm. and you got to make them cry, and then bring them back to being happy again.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's the best advice you can get, you know, because every song has something different. You know, sometimes you get a sad song, but then you got to bring it back up with something happy.
Right. When you are able to actually make someone show so much emotion with your song, you know that song is just, you did it, you know, amazing. You know what I mean?
Right. I always have a lot of response when I sing. There's a cover song by the Righteous Brothers called Unchained Melody. And I do that song, and that's one of the ones that I get a standing ovation on a lot because people really like that, the high range and the, you know, because I sing both parts, you know, the lower and then the higher range, and I hit it pretty good, and people seem to enjoy that, so.
Nice, yeah, very cool. Is there one song in particular that really makes the crowd just go wild and just, you know, you have a lot of fun with it, you just move around and,
well,
you know.
The Redneck song, Politically Incorrect, that always gets them laughing a little bit, you know, having a good time, especially if you're out there where the beer drinkers are doing their thing. They like that free-thinking beer drinking thing.
Exactly. Keep the show fun, you know.
Yep. Yeah, I have fun with a lot of songs. I just try to keep the energy up and then, you know, just be an all-around good entertainer, you know, because entertainment is the factor when you're live. You know,
right. The
artistry, that's all behind the scenes in the studio and things like that. But when you're live, you got to have something that's extra special that makes it worth the ticket. You know,
right.
If they're going to spend $50 on a ticket, it better be a...
It better be
something different than buying their CD for 20 or 15.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, so.
You want people to, like, walk out of the festival, wherever you play at, you know, and just be like, wow, okay, so Todd Berry, let me get on Google right now.
but it all goes back to the same thing that started years ago, though. You know, if you really look at it, okay, you know, it's like when Elvis did his intro. You know, you had that 2000 Space Odyssey, and he came out, and it was that really wild, energetic music. You know, everybody took from that and created their own. You know what I mean? They took his ideas and created this thing, and then everybody doesn't realize that, but he's the one that created that whole I come out from nowhere. You know what I'm saying? The whole, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody else just, you know, they just kind of copied after what he did.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? And what's funny about it is everyone says, they try to say they don't have an influence from Elvis, but everybody does. That, you know, everybody has some kind of influence because there's people that try to do little things with their voice or with the beat of their song that's copying off of, you know, songs of the 50s and 60s that Elvis put out, and they try to say, oh, that's my own thing. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
You know, some of the biggest songs that are out that made comebacks for stars were Elvis songs. Let's think about it. Travis Tritt, he did Trouble. That's an Elvis song. And he brought that back, and people's like, oh, that's a good song. But really, they didn't understand that's an Elvis song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Only the people thought that was his song.
He made it his own.
Yeah, you know, but he made it his own, and that was cool. But it still had the flavor of Elvis, and that's what you got to do. It's like trying to sing a song, an Elvis song, without putting a little bit of his style in it. There's no way it'll work. It just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just some people you can't do it. It's like Garth Brooks, the same thing. You can't sing a Garth Brooks song with a little bit of the yodel that he has in his voice, and you gotta have that, or it's not going to sound right. You know,
it's contagious. You have to do it.
Yeah, you know,
you got to. I agree with that. I love it. But I like that you you know, you play your own songs, but then also you know if you do a cover or once in a while sing an Elvis song or whatever. I like that you do it your own flavor in it. You know, you're not a copy. You know, so I like
right. And you know, it's funny. It's like some of my best music. You know, people look at me and they say you're just country, but some of my best music isn't country. Some of my best songs that get people really going aren't even country at all. I mean, like I say, Superstition by Stevie Wonder, and that, you know, that's not country at all.
Oh my gosh,
but,
I love it.
But then people go crazy over it. They're like, man, you know, he's got soul for a country guy.
I love that. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I try to do that, you know, and I mean, I didn't grow up in the country, first off. I grew up in a little town in Indiana called Muncie. That's where I'm from.
Awesome.
So, you know, I'm an Indiana boy. I can handle Illinois. I've been there before, too.
You can handle it. I love that. Next time you come anywhere near us, we're in Illinois, So anytime you come near or, you know, driving distance or whatever, I'll even make the trip. I don't care. I'll make a day out of it. I would love to come see you perform. It would be
That'd be great. Yeah. I'm always looking for more areas to perform too. You know what I mean? I do a lot of it. I do around Indiana and Ohio. Sometimes I go farther, but I really haven't spread out as much as I'd like to, you know. I would love to come to Illinois and do some shows and find the right, you know, venue and make it worth it. It's just, it's hard to find sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. We'll give you some suggestions. You know,
there
we'll
you
make
go.
That happen. We'll do it. We'll get you down here some way or another. I love that.
I was
in
Illinois, Champaign, Illinois. I was on a TV show down there on channel, I believe it was 28, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And it was like a morning show that they do.
Yeah.
And I was on that like last year, and that was fun.
Oh, that must have been a very cool experience for you. That's
yeah,
awesome.
I got to sing a song that I had out also about a soldier that was killed, which I'm a very patriotic person.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine that was killed over in Iraq. He was like 20 years old, and I wrote this song, and people love it. It's called "Where a Soldier Stands." And it's on my gospel CD, so I put it on there because it's kind of a crossover, kind of like gospel and country at the same time.
Wow.
And because, you know, a lot of people, they don't know what it feels like where a soldier stands, you know what I mean? We look at it and we say, man, I wonder what it would be like. But none of us really know what it's like, you know, so I had to write that song, and, you know, it's touched a lot of people. I've sung it for a lot of veteran organizations, and they seem to like it.
Yeah, that is
so. You might
want to
check that one out. That's on iTunes under my gospel CD. CD is called "There He Is." Is the name of it.
Awesome. Yeah, everyone, please check it out. That's a really nice, you know, tribute for your friend, and you know, to you know your respect. And of course, I'm so sorry for your loss. I mean, I can't even imagine because you know you really don't know what goes on there unless you've been in their shoes. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yep. And you know, I just want to say, since we're on the air here, that all the soldiers out there, we love you for what you're doing every day.
Thank you for your service. Yes. Thank you for your service, everyone out there. And please check out the song. What's it called again so we can find it?
It's called "Where a Soldier Stands."
Where a Soldier Stands by Todd Berry, everyone. Please check it out. And I'm going to after the show because I'm very interested to hear it. Sounds amazing. I'm ready to listen to that one. Love it. And also another fun question here. We're running out of time, but I want to ask this final question here. What? No, I got two questions. Never mind. I just want you on longer. I don't even care. Time is going too fast. But what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
That's a hard question.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
For me, because music is my life, and that's all I've ever had, and it's the one thing that kept my mind off of, you know, depression, like being legally blind and having to pay somebody to drive me everywhere I go, because that's what I have to do. But you know, so music's always been. That's all I have, really. I mean, I like movies. I'm a movie fan. I have a huge collection of DVDs.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be my other love, along with producing. I like to produce other artists, too. I'm a producer of all styles of music. Believe it or not, I just produced an album last year. It's hip-hop.
Are you serious?
And,
so cool.
Yeah, I produced a hip-hop CD for a guy out of Columbus, Ohio here. His name is Jay Koontz. You can also look him up on, he's on iTunes as well. He's got a song called The Buckeye Boys. It's about the Ohio State team. And we produced it, and I sang background on it. You know, I did a lot of backup vocals. So I did backup vocals, and then he did the rap part. We put it together, and that's going fairly well, too. So I try to dabble into everything that has to do with music. I don't even care what it is. I dabble with it. You know?
You wear many hats. You do it all. I like that. I love that. I love it. And I love that you use your talent and also, you know, help other people, you know, help produce and all that other stuff. That's really, really cool of you. I like that.
Yeah, you know, you just gotta keep your mind open. It's like I learned that a long time ago when John Rich wrote Redneck Woman. A lot of people don't know that, but John Rich from Big and Rich wrote Redneck Woman for Gretchen Wilson, and she recorded that, and that song went number one, and he sat there and collected the royalties, you know, by writing a song. You know, it's like I always tell people, don't stick to just your art. If there's something you can do and write other music and pitch it to other people, even though it might not be your style, you got to keep your mind open because, let's face the facts, the producers are the one hitting the bank.
Exactly.
The artist is out here running, trying to sing 30, 40 shows like I do.
Yeah.
And then the songwriters are sitting back going, all right, keep singing my song and I'll go to the bank.
All right, keep doing it. You're all good. You're doing great. Just keep working. I love
it. You know
that.
What I'm saying? But I mean, that's just the facts of it. I love to sing. But I mean, there's nothing like performing, but I love to produce and do the same thing these songwriters do, you know, and write songs for other people, too, because that's really where it's at anymore, you know? I mean,
it really is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's either that or merchandise. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what the stars are making money on now. When they go do these concerts, all the money they make is going back to their label that they make from concert sales. The only money they really make is if they sell like 200 t-shirts. You know what I mean? That's where their money's at. It's like, I'll never forget this interview with Kid Rock I saw where he was talking about, you know, he's good too. I like his style, you know, because he's kind of country, but yet rock and rap at the same time, so that's cool. But anyways, that's what he was saying. He said, like, yeah, I made $30,000 tonight with ticket sales, but then I made $60,000 in merchandise. So I'm like, all right, I get it.
I get it.
Yep.
I'm
real into the merchandise thing. You know, I always try to bring out new products, CDs, T-shirts, hats, things like that, because that's what fans like, and, you know, little things to so they can remember their moment at the Todd Berry concert. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. I love that. I also love how you know, dabble into, like, the business side of it, you know, selling, you know, the T-shirts and stuff. Because, I mean, most people, you know, that aren't in the business just, you know, think, oh, you sing and da-dee-da-dee-doo, da-dee-da. But there's a lot of, like other things that you have to do as well.
Right, you're right. You know, and that's what happened to me. I mean, I love music. I could just sing all day long. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
But the point of it is, if you're going to run this as a business, it's the merchandise that people, you know, they like to hear you sing, but it's the merchandise that they like.
Right.
You know, because they want to remember their moment of that entertainment, you know.
Mm-hmm. Us fans like to rock a T-shirt, too, you know. We like to feel the
love. Yeah, that's right. Well, it's like when you go to a theme park, okay? Why do you think the Cokes are $5?
Yeah.
Well, think about it. They get you in there for a cheap price, and then they say, all right, hey, buy this Coke for $5. You only pay $1 to get in, but you can buy this Coke for $5 so I can make a little extra cash.
They got to make money, too, you know. They got to put stuff on the table, too, you know.
Right. See, and I price my stuff low. You know, it's like I went to big concerts, you know, like Big and Rich and people like that, and their T-shirts are $40. Half the kids don't have $40 to spend on a T-shirt. So what I do is I try to make things fair priced. You know what I mean? Like I sell a T-shirt for $15. You know, I don't care if I was a national act that had 10 number ones on the charts. I would still sell my T-shirt for $15 because the point is why do you want to break your fans when they're the ones that supported you?
Exactly. Absolutely. I love that. I love that you think about that. And I would definitely rock a Todd Berry T-shirt. Like, seriously, I would wear it everywhere.
There you go.
Good promotion, you know? It's very easy.
Yeah, I'm working on a new hat that I'm going to bring out called let's see, the song that I got, Don't Let This Hat Fool You. See, I'm going to put Don't Let This Hat Fool You on the front, and
oh
then on the back, and then on the back it'll say, I'm a rock and roll star, because that's how the song is. It says, don't let my hat fool you. I'm not really country. I'm really a rock and roll star.
Oh,
and that's
my God.
And that's what the song's about. So, you know, I was like, hey, I want to bring out a hat, you know, because people's always asking, because I used to have a politically incorrect redneck hat, you know, and people ate that up. They loved that. you know.
Oh, my goodness.
And
I have
to get that. You know, real quick, so.
Oh, my goodness. I have to get that because that sounds awesome. Don't let the hat fool you, you know.
Yes, well, thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
I appreciate what you do for all independent artists. That means a lot because there's a lot of us out there trying to make this happen. And I think that with all the internet capabilities that are coming out now, where you know the stores online and all the different things, and all the people that are like yourself that's promoting independent music, I think if we all work together as a team and a family, we can make it work.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what I love to do. I don't care, you know, who you are. You know what I mean? I just would love to, I love to help everyone. So I'm very, very glad that I was able to, you know, talk to you and chat with you and stuff. But before you go, I was wondering, is there, you know, 2013 is rapidly approaching. And so I was wondering, do you have a goal or something that you would like to see in 2013 for you?
Well, my main goal is, you know, to keep touching people with my music. That's an everyday thing. So if you want to talk about a goal for the long goal is, you know, I'd really like to, you know, just get a national following and get there, you know. Even if it's with a major label, you know, that's my goal is to get with a major label and get my music heard and be able to tour, you know, just like Garth Brooks and all the others, because a lot of people have told me, you know, they're like, hey, you got the voice and you got the package, but, you know, you just need the money behind you because it's all about money these days. It doesn't matter how good you are.
Yeah.
It's all about money or a look.
Right.
You know?
I know. it's something. Absolutely.
Because I have a lot of people say, hey, if you don't have a backer, you're never going to get anywhere. That's sort of true. If you don't have money behind it to invest into radio promotions and marketing and all these things, it's really hard to make it happen. Just, you know, luckily we have radio stations like yourself to help us otherwise.
Absolutely, and I agree, absolutely. There's definitely a lot of things that you have to do nowadays to get your, you know, self heard, but I'm so glad I was able to promote you, and thank you so, so much for coming on. You are such an amazing guy and so inspiring, and I would love to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd Berry, everyone.
Yeah. So that was Todd Berry, and we are going to we got Jason Robertson that's going to be coming on, and so let's see here. I would like to actually play some. We have some songs. We have some songs of his. So you guys don't listen to me, you know, babble on about, you know, hair and, you know, candy. How about we play some of his songs right now?
Hey, Josie.
Yes.
People want to hear you play cowbell again.
All right, here we go. Excusez-moi. Okay, here we go. If you would like a cowbellist, is that what it's called? I don't know. A cowbeller. A cowbell. In your next song, call me, you know, hire me, you know. We can make cowbells together. I don't know, that sounded weird. Yeah, we could totally cowbell it up, you know what I'm saying? So just, you know, hire me, it's all good, you know. Just contact me at Josie Show. I'm serious, too. Anyway, how about we play some of the songs of Jason Robertson's while we wait for him. So let's play his first song, In My Bottle, and we'll be right back. Let's do it. Here we go.
The way I feel just can't be explained. Speeding weed and old Jim Beam helps to ease my pain. Choices damage done, stoned and all alone. And there's no genie in my bottle. It's the devil. There's no genie in my bottle. It's the devil. When alibis are full of lies, hard to hide, right there in your eyes. There's no way to make her stay.
Bottle by Jason Robertson. Yes. And I just got word he does deserve that applause. I just got word that he is here. So everyone, please welcome the wonderful Jason Robertson. Woohoo!
Wow.
Hey.
Hey. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I like that. That's the best ovation I've ever got. That's pretty neat. That's not bad at all.
I love that. Oh goodness, Alan. Yeah. Okay. Wow. All right. We're just playing those sound effects. how are you? How have you been?
Very good, Josie. I'm glad to talk to you again. I missed you, girl. I missed you.
Me too. I know. I miss you too. So many things have been going on in your life. I'm so excited to catch up with you. First off, the most important, how is your son doing?
Oh, wow. You're exactly right, most importantly. Because whenever I talked to you last, he wasn't even here yet, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
Well, my brain, I swear. He is 6 months old now.
Aww.
And I was just in there just a few minutes ago working with him, trying to get him to set up. He's I'm wanting him to like walk and run and do everything now, you know. He's too late.
Oh.
Oh
my goodness.
But he's getting better. He's getting better at it. He's just really the best thing that's ever happened to me, Josie. He's just a special little kid. Of course, every parent thinks their kid is, the best kid ever, but mine really is. I think I'm really pretty sure mine is probably
definitely
the smartest and you know, most talented, mm-hmm. definitely the best looking kid ever.
Definitely.
So,
I agree. I could agree with you. Absolutely.
And I'm waiting for him to start singing. I'm like, are you going to sing, dude? You know, sing something. Sing something. Come
when
on,
are you
going to
start here? Because, you know,
I mean,
I'm going to be pretty soon. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's got see, his mom and daddy both singing. You know, boy, you better start bringing it. You better get your stuff together. That's the way I look at it. But other than that, he's awesome. I mean, a lot has been going on over the last year, and he's the
mm-hmm.
biggest part of it by far. I mean,
absolutely.
The album and everything, the music, all this stuff's been kind of taken off all about the same time. But it's
mm-hmm.
it's all centered around him. So thank you for asking.
Absolutely, yeah, I had to because I think he is just adorable. And
well, I kind of flood Facebook with him a little bit. You know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm one of them parents that like has a camera every time I turn around. I'm like, snap, 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 snap. That's a good one. That's gonna be a good one. So
that is adorable. As you should. He is adorable. And you know, I had to ask because I mean, he is obviously the you know the thing that's keeping you busy.
No doubt. I agree with you there. He definitely does. Because with my
mm-hmm.
life, the way it is, being gone on the towboat, working for 28 days at a time, and then I get home, and then I'm trying to juggle this, getting this music thing kind of rolling the right way, and it's really
mm-hmm.
hard to balance the, you really got to go after it 100% if you're going to be successful at it. And it's kind of hard to do that with the job I have and my family situation the way it is.
Yeah.
But my wife's real good about, you know, she's real good about it. And, you know, I'm doing a decent job balancing everything right now,
mm-hmm.
I think. I'm proud
yeah.
of myself when it comes to that.
You should be. You're doing great. And, you know, I want to, of course, it's been like forever since we've had you on, it feels like. So I need to catch up a little bit, you know, with your career, what's going on with that. So let's start off here by having you remind all of our listeners about the latest music you have out right now for everyone to purchase.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I just finished my debut album. It's titled I Just Saw Red, which is the
mm-hmm.
the title track of the song that I released, the demo track, about, I don't know, about a year back, and it kind of got everything kicked off. And, you know, once I got in the studio and cut that demo, I kind of got that taste in my mouth. And I had to go make an album, and I felt like, you know, I needed to name the album I Just Saw Red, you know. So
yeah.
It is, I just finished it up about a month ago, and I'm actually going to have my official CD release party in 2 weeks, playing a big show here locally, and I'm really excited about that. And it's going to be available on iTunes and Amazon, you know, on all the music download places, you know,
yes.
shortly. Not right this second. It's in the process right
mm-hmm.
now. I didn't realize how long it took to get that stuff going. I thought
oh,
you just, like, God. Clicked a button and, you know,
I
all
wish.
Of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. That would be easy.
Man, they said something like it takes 3 to 6 weeks sometimes for it to go through. And I was like, what?
Yeah, I think so. I've heard that, too. It does. It does take that long, and it was harder than I thought.
It's frustrating because people are hollering, you know, because you know I got my CDs, the hardcover CDs that I'm selling, you know, through the mail and PayPal and
mm-hmm.
What have you and stuff. But people don't buy CDs anymore, and you're one of them. They just don't buy CDs. They buy off iTunes and download to their computer and their phone. That's just the way times are now, and I'm still a dinosaur, I guess, because I still buy CDs, but
I do like CDs, like, when they're, like, I love getting, like, CDs that are, like, because you can actually get them signed. I mean, you can't get,
yeah.
like, you know, your iPhone signed because you're stuck on your iPhone. I guess you could, but,
exactly.
you know, it's better to get it on, you know, the CD, so that's
exactly
that's what I love
right.
about.
Now, I'll get back to what I was saying is
yeah.
and sometime soon, they're going to be available on iTunes. If people are interested in checking it out, just keep on checking, I guess. I don't know what to tell them. But other than that, they can contact me through Facebook or, you know, my Facebook fan page, Jason Robertson Unleashed on Facebook. You can look that up and get information if people are interested in picking it up. And I ain't trying to toot my own horn, Josie, but from what I've gotten from people that's listened to the album, if you like good old country music with a little bit of a modern twist to it, you're going to like this album. You know, I mean, it's got real great music in it. The music's about as good as it gets. The musicians I had were just fantastic. And I couldn't be more pleased with how it turned out. And I hope that I will be able to top this album with future albums. I'm almost scared that I put my best album out right off the bat. And, you know, that's how proud I am of this album. And I hope that people will enjoy it, because I really did put all of my heart and soul into it. And, you know, I wrote 8 of the 10 songs, and I lived 6 of the 10 songs I wrote. And a lot of them are real personal to me. And it's really neat to have people like stuff that I wrote about my life. And it's strange. And they're like, I can relate to that. You know, I went through something like that. And, you know, and it's strange, but it's very cool. It's very neat. And it's my passion, Josie. It's what I want to do.
It is, and you are doing so great, and you should definitely toot your horn. Exactly.
I get it.
Do that.
Are you doing those effects, or is that your mama back there doing that?
I just did this one, but mostly it's Alan that does the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just did that one, because I found the bike horn effect. I'm like, ooh, that's perfect. I thought that one was, like, perfect for the situation. Anyway, that's fun. Now I see why Alan does that all the time. Anyway.
Yeah, and I'll have to remind you real quick that you remember last time we talked, we rambled on and on and on for about, it seemed like 8 days. And I don't know how many people you got lined up, but Lord have mercy.
We need to have you back on for, like, a full interview. I think we only have, like, 12 minutes, so we got to go, like, really, really fast here, which stinks.
Okay.
Which really
round.
Stinks. All right. Which really stinks, because we need to have you back on, okay? Do you mind coming back on, like, so we can get more in depth and talk more?
Well, you keep making me laugh with these sound effects. We're not going to get anything accomplished here.
I'm not right. Okay, sorry. Okay, let's do this thing. Okay. So, first off, can you give everyone the links to websites and social networking sites so people could chat with you and keep in contact with you?
Yes. Jason, like I said, on Facebook, Jason Robertson Unleashed is my music page. I don't like to call it a fan page because I like to call them my friends. So it's my music page. Also, I'm on Twitter at JRobOfficial. And you can look at my stuff on YouTube, which is on my Jason Robertson YouTube page. I have my page there, and you can contact me through YouTube right now. So I'm on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, and I'm not quite good at the Twitter thing yet, Josie. I'm trying to figure it out. Not real good at it. I think I got like 23 followers or something. That's horrible.
You know what? We got to help you out with that, because, you know, that's not cool. We got to. I will fix that. I will promote your links and stuff on Facebook and Twitter so that you can get more followers.
I think the 23 followers were like donated by other people or something too. I just can't.
You know what? It's all good. We will hook you up and make sure you do that, because you got to be a professional tweeter.
I guess that's what they tell me. I'm trying to figure it out. I've been trying to do it. I think I've done 50 tweets over the last. You know, three months. I had a girlfriend of mine told me, you need to start tweeting, you know, and I'm just a Facebook guy. You know, so much better.
It's much easier. You're absolutely right. And it doesn't have 140 characters, just saying.
Yes.
Anyway, you know? Anyway, okay, that was Alan, I swear. I want to know that you write most of, you know, you write all of your songs. Can you tell us a little bit about your songwriting process?
Okay, songwriting process. Okay, a lot of the songs, whenever I write a song, the way I write a song is I usually have a melody in my head before I write. I got to have a melody. I don't just sit down and start writing lyrics and then create a melody. There has to be a melody. And then I will just start writing. Sometimes when I write, I'll have something in particular in mind I want to write about. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just sit down and start writing and things start coming out, you know. And those are the best songs usually, the ones that just kind of fall out of your head whenever you're not really pushing for it. But the main thing for me is having a melody. If you got a good melody, and it's got to have a good hook, you know, and everybody calls a hook, you know, different things or what a hook is. But like in the my bottle, my song In My Bottle, that there's no genie in my bottle, it's the devil. That's a hook. That's a good hook, in my opinion. And it's kind of hook thing. If you don't have a good hook, nobody's going to listen to your song. A hook's what people listen to. It's what they sing in their head over and over again. It gets stuck in their head. And if you don't have a good hook, you don't have a good song. You're wasting your time. So that is my thing. If the song doesn't have a hook, it doesn't have a good melody, you're not even, you know, you're wasting your time. And not all of my songs have to be, you know, true to form about my life or what I'm doing or what I'm living through, and, you know, which I have to explain to my wife sometimes with some of my songs. Some of my real country songs, you know, I'm like, honey, I didn't, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to cheat on you or something. You know, I'm just saying that's a country song. That's what we do. Yeah, you know, so people misconstrue that sometimes and think that you're living what you're writing, you know. And
right.
So, you know, and there's been some good songs I've written that I couldn't play. I couldn't play because I don't want my wife to think, what in the world are you doing writing about stuff like that?
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know, the eye's in the beholder. So I guess that's a good enough way to answer that question.
Absolutely.
Next.
I think you write stuff that's safe, you know, for everyone. I think you're good. I think you got
What it is, Josie, is seems like the songs that I write or the songs that I've recorded anyway, somehow they relate to different people in different ways. Like even I just saw Red. I mean, as violent a song as that might seem, people feel that song, and they love the song because they can relate to it. I'm like, how can you relate to that? But they can, in one way or another. It touches them a certain way. Music's like that. You know, music's weird like that. Some songs, you'll hear a song, and even if it doesn't mean anything to you by the lyrics, you'll remember it because you was here when you heard it. Or I base my past experiences off of songs. I hear a song on the radio, I'm like, I was in Wilmington, North Carolina when that song came out, you know, because that's what music does to me. You know, music touches people, you know, and if music lovers appreciate a good song, you know, and it's got to be a good song. If it's not a good song, it's trash, in my opinion. And there's a lot of trash out there. I mean, there really is. I mean, it floods the market. I mean, it's hard for a good independent artist or a promising independent artist to really get himself out there because there's so many other independent artists that are just not as I don't know what the word is I'm looking for there. I'm trying to think. I'll get politically correct here. Never mind. Next question.
We're getting politically correct. You're on the Josie Show.
Next question. I'm gonna pass on that question, Josie.
It's okay because you know what? Probably some of the stuff that we say on the Josie Show isn't politically correct. So you know what? It's all good. We don't have to start now.
Good.
It's all good.
Oh yeah. Bless
you. Thank you, Alan.
Flush it down.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Flush that last little bit down the toilet for me. Thanks, sir.
Oh, goodness. He's crazy with those sound effects. Really quickly, there has been a lot of talk about this on my show lately with all of the different guests I've had on. And I just want to get your thoughts in regards to performances. Like, some artists stand on stage and just sing their hearts out, you know, delivering amazing music and vocals, and some artists speak about their performances being more of kind of, you know, a stage show, you know, entertaining kind of show.
Right.
So tell me about your thoughts on those two styles. Are they different? And about your stage performance.
Well, I tell you, girl, man, you're just really good at this stuff. That's a good question. That's a good.
Thank you.
I told you that last time I talked to you, some of the questions you asked me. You caught me off guard with a few of them, and that's a really good question. Because
thank you.
There's only a select few people that can get away with just standing up there and singing a song. And for the most part, when people go to a show, they want to be entertained. And, you know, I'm not saying be what you're not, but, you know, you have to put on a show. You have to talk to the crowd. You have to, let the crowd sing along. You have to play songs the crowd knows and they enjoy. And, you know, you have to be humble. You have to be, you know, you're just one of them. I mean, you're a music lover just like they are. And, you know, a music lover knows what another music lover wants to see and hear. So for the most part, I think there's only a very select few people in this industry that can just get up there and strum a guitar and sing. And, of course, that's King George Strait and Alan Jackson. And, you know, there's a handful of them that can get away with that. Most of us don't have that. You know, we have to move around and, you know.
I hear you.
do certain things, and, you know, I'll play my guitar for a little bit, and then I'll put my guitar down, I pick up my cordless mic, and I'll walk around and, you know, play with the crowd a little bit and stuff. George Strait don't have to do that, Josie. You know, George Strait stands up there with his guitar and sings, and people just love it.
Yeah.
And so for the most part, I think that it's one of them things, and I pride myself on being an entertainer because I want people to say, well, he put on a good show. Man, that was a good show. You know, that was a really good show. Because I'm not George Strait. I'm not going to act like I'm George Strait. So people go see George Strait, and they say, man, that guy can sing. Man, he puts on a good show. They're like, all he did was stand there and play guitar. But he's awesome. That's George Strait. So entertaining is a big part of this thing. If you're not entertaining, people aren't going to come back to see you.
I hear you. Because my first performance, I was so nervous because, you know, that's not my element. I'm more, you know, kind of radio kind of, you know, that's what I'm more comfortable in. But I love singing, too. And the first time, I have to admit, I was standing so still that you could probably tip me over.
You know, and that's normal. That's normal.
I was so nervous. I didn't know what I was doing. But, I mean, they were
still
nice.
I bet you it's gotten easier and easier for you.
Right. I mean, they were still nice. You know, they weren't being mean or anything. But, I mean, I was thinking, you know, because I was new. But if I'm, you know, if I wasn't so new and I was doing that, you know, in, like, a big arena, it probably would have been a different story. I probably would have been like, what in the world?
Well,
you know?
Another thing, if you're anything like me, it probably wasn't near as bad as you think it was. Because we're our worst critics. And, you know, you might have felt like you were just so horrible and just stiff and just, oh, God. And everybody else is like, well, she was good. You know, that was good. That was really good. Because you're never going to be satisfied. Yeah, I'm never going to be satisfied. If I videotape one of my performances, I go home and I'll watch it, and I'll be like, man, God, that was horrible. You know, I'll critique myself to death. And everybody else will be going, man, that was awesome. I'm like, no, but look right there. I did this and I did that. So we have a tendency to over-analyze ourselves sometimes because we want to be the best we can be. And you know, sometimes we're never going to be the best we can be. Never. We can always do better. And that's what's going to make you a great artist, is because you're always going to want to do better. You're always going to want to be better next time. And you're going to be better the next time. And then by the time you're in your 40s or 50s like George Strait, you're King George. And you can just stand there and play your guitar. You ain't even got to move.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but definitely. I had to ask you that. And really quickly, because we have like 1 minute, I know you're going to have a very...
One more sound effect. One more sound effect. Come on. One more.
I know. Okay, let's see. Oh, let's see.
Come
on,
what a good one.
Yeah, or a
soft one. You need the Jeopardy one.
Oh, my goodness. And we're going to play all of your songs, of course, on the next show. We'll make a huge thing out of it, you know, because we weren't able to get to it, you know, today. But really quickly, I know you're going to have a really great answer to this question, which is why I cannot leave it out. When you're performing, what are some of the craziest things that you have seen happening in the audience? Have you had a member in the audience that was a little bit too rowdy?
Well, I'll tell you, I have seen that before, and I have also that I did here in town. I had a big promotion, you know, a bunch of people came, and it was, you know, big deal around here and what have you. And I looked out amongst the crowd, you know, and I was watching people sing my songs and stuff, and it was real neat and all that. But I noticed after I sang I Just Saw Red, I noticed about 20 people pack up their lawn chairs and go home.
What?
I was thinking, I wasn't even halfway through my set. I was thinking, man,
what?
I just came to hear that one song. So, yeah, I literally looked out and saw people, like, packing up and going home. They're like, okay, you know, we drove all the way here to hear that one dang song, and, you know, we're going home now. And I'm sitting here thinking, man, I still got, you ain't even heard all my other stuff yet.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I noticed. I noticed that stuff, little things like that. And I was like, wow. So that I learned from it, Josie. I learned not to put, I just saw red in the front of my set.
Yeah.
I'm going to make them stay.
Put it like at the end, so they have to like listen to everything,
yeah.
And then that one's kind of like the big bang. Like
exactly.
Big,
it's a learning process, because I'll be danged if they're going to leave this time. If they want to hear I Just Saw Red, by God, they're going to be there for the rest of the night. So,
oh, yeah.
That's
you
about the
people.
Weirdest thing I've seen, because I'm still fairly kind of new at this performing live shows and stuff. I haven't done a whole bunch of them, so I haven't seen a bunch of craziness yet. But I tell you, in 2 weeks, I might have a better story for you next time I talk to you. I have a feeling it's going to be a little rowdy down there.
Well, that's going to be my excuse to get you back, like, very, very soon, okay? Like, I mean, very, very soon.
Bring it on.
Wink.
And I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate the great questions, and it's always good to talk to you. I'm a big fan of yours, and you are just so, so sweet, so sweet.
Thank you, too. You're amazing. Every single time I talk to you, you are just awesome and have just amazing stories and have great, that's a good one, and have such a, you know, just such great advice for everyone, and, you know, you talk about everything, and you're just amazing, and we have to have you back very, very soon, and congratulations with your amazing, amazing son, and, you know, I hope he starts, you know, singing pretty soon, because I'd like to go to his concert,
I just want him to sit up, Josie. I just want him to sit up and look around, you know? Come on, man. Good Lord.
I hear you. That's hilarious. That is so cute. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so, so much, Jason Robertson, everyone. You're awesome. Thank you. He's awesome. He's amazing. He's such a sweet guy. He's awesome. He is amazing, amazing. And I'm going to post everyone's links here. I'm not going to do it right away because I am hungry. I haven't eaten yet. I am so hungry because I had to run to do this because I have two shows. I had to do a Dream Cross Challenge before here. And then had to run and do this. So I didn't get to eat between. So I got to do that. Because my stomach is about to growl on the show, and that would not be good. So I'm going to put my producer on here really quick while Barney's playing. Didn't think I was going to say that in my head.
I thought we would have heard that again. That's awesome. All right, so a couple of quick reminders here so that everyone doesn't forget. Still coming up in January, we have scheduled next week Jordan Dungan, Crystal Sands, Rob Snyder, Ruthie Steele. The following week, we have Mac Abernathy, EMJ Taylor, David Chamberlain, Gary McRae, and then after that, rounding out January for us, we have Joe Smith, J.K. Coltrane, Rick Monroe, and Jesse J. Hudson will be on. So it is going to be a great, great, great month to start out 2013.
It deserves a...
Yes.
Cowbell ring. Well, that was a pathetic cowbell ring.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And remember, our next Josie Show special edition episode will be this Monday, January 7th, at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. You tune in at the same place, josieshow.com. And our guest is going to be the wonderful...
Glenn Douglas Tubb.
That's right. Glenn Douglas Tubb will be on. Nashville songwriting royalty. So we are excited to have him on. We are currently booking for June of 2013, so if you still want to be featured on the show next year, get to me right away. All you have to do is email me at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. Again, if you want to become a VIP member artist, go ahead and go to the VIP membership tab on the josieshow.com website, or if you have questions, you can email us at vip@josieshow.com. That's it.
Yeah.
We're out of time. We've been cut off probably, and we're still yakking.
We are. I think Ellen started like a recording or something.
No, I think
the site
kind of does something goofy, so we don't know. We don't know if we're on. But that's okay. We're still going.
We don't know if anyone is hearing us right now. So, but it's all good. This isn't the first time I've talked to myself. Okay. So anyway. Long story. Anyway, thank you all so much for tuning in. See you guys next Friday. And yeah, bye guys. Thank you so much, and happy New Year 2013. Woo woo. Bye all.